You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 228 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for June 14th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So we're going to continue on talking about personal branding using Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It, as our textbook. And the next point that he makes after talking about, you know, why personal brand is important, why everyone needs to have a personal brand, is that there are some pros and cons to personal branding. And I just wanted to go through some of these as it relates to lawyers. The pro, of course, is, and I touched on this in yesterday's podcast, is that once you've developed a robust personal brand, you have the ability to drastically improve your life and career. So you're basically going to be in control of your life and career because you're able to control how the world views you, sees you, how often the world sees you, and in what context the world sees you. And that's extremely important because you want to get in front of certain people as a lawyer in a law firm. You want to get in front of, depending on what your practice area is, of course. If you are, you know, a personal injury lawyer on the plaintiff side, then, of course, you want to get in front of, people who get into car accidents, you know, car drivers, people in general, right? If you are a business to business lawyer, so if you represent businesses either in defense or on the defendant's the plaintiff or defendant side, then you want to get in touch with businesses, right? And as we've said over and over before, even if you are trying to get in touch with somebody at a business, you're trying to get in touch with a person, whether that's a general contractor, business manager, a plant manager, and the like. And why social media is important, why building a brand, personal brand is important, is that the internet has allowed every person in every industry to go directly to the people they want to reach, whether that's consumers, whether that's people within businesses. What you really want to think about when you think about social media is, you know, when you see people on the television, when you see lawyers advertised on television, and you see lawyers being interviewed on television, on CBS, ABC, NBC. You want to view the social media platforms as the new NBC, ABC, CBS. So Facebook could be NBC. Twitter could be ABC. YouTube could be CBS. You know, TikTok could be Fox. You know, things of that nature. And because of the growth of these platforms, there's new room, there's always room for many, many more experts and personalities to create a sustainable ecosystem that promotes and grows their businesses. So you can position yourself on any of these platforms, whether it's LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube, any of these platforms as an expert. And, you know, I understand there may be ethical concerns with, you know, in some states about calling yourself an expert in a certain practice area. But it's a place where you can show off your expertise. You can show off not only how smart you are, but how what your values are. And we'll talk in the next several podcast episodes about, you know, what your brand should be. And it's going to be different for everyone because everyone's values are different. Everyone takes care of customers in a different way. Everyone approaches cases in a different way. And so what social media will allow you to do is to talk about your brand, about your values, your approach to cases, the way that you communicate with clients. And you can distinguish yourself from the brand down the street, from the firm down the street, from the firm across the country by being yourself and by being true to who you are and true to what your firm is. So that's pro number one, is that you have this ability to really improve your life and your career. Number two, the great thing about developing a personal brand is that anyone can do it. It doesn't matter if you're old or you're young. And I know a lot of people, think that, social media marketing is for young people, or, people are, teenagers use social media. And I would just tell you, have you been on Facebook lately? Facebook is a place where, like my wife's grandmother is on Facebook, and as well as my younger son, who's 14, some of his friends are also on Facebook. So think about that age range. So it's not only kids, but it's also older people as well. I mean, obviously, you know that the president is on Twitter. He is not in a younger demographic, and so you see, and then YouTube, anybody is on YouTube, and everybody watches YouTube. Now, certainly there are some platforms that skew younger, like TikTok, like Snapchat, but, the bread and butter social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, those are Instagram. Those are the platforms that we can use to get to not only consumers, but also people who are in business as well. So it doesn't matter whether you're young or old, and it doesn't matter if you feel like you don't have the time. Because what I can tell you, and this is what Gary Vaynerchuk talks about all the time, is that people who use social media and actually build businesses on social media are actually doing it as their side hustle. So in other words, they have a regular job, whether it's a lawyer or, they work in a bakery or they are a taxi cab driver or whatever, they are a teacher, just a normal person, right? And they're able, and they know that they have a passion about something, whether that's, the West Wing or Star Trek or baking or hockey, whatever their passion is, they use whatever extra time they have to build a side hustle business based on whatever their passion is. The great thing about it is that we don't have to do that as lawyers. I mean, you can if you want to. If you want to build a business around your passion, be my guest. But what we're talking about on this podcast is building your business through social media. So if these people can do it, can build businesses with side hustle, you can build your business, your actual business, by using whatever time is left over from when you're not actually practicing in law. And so number three is that the pro number three is that while the principles are universal, the path is all yours. So even if you believe you're bad on camera or you don't want to do TikTok dances, you can build a brand around what your strengths are. So if you believe you have a great voice, then podcasting is for you. If you believe you have a magnetic personality, maybe something like YouTube would be great. If you believe that you're a fantastic networker and you want to share knowledge, LinkedIn is the best platform for you. If you look beautiful, or if you do compelling things, Instagram may be great for you as well. And so, there's all of these platforms that are available to you, and all of them really look at what you're good at, and you can make that your main platform. And we'll talk about all of this as we go along in this book. Now, there are a few cons, obviously. One being, it's a lot of work, and it does take time. You're going to, if you're used to practicing law and coming home, and that's what you want to do, and you're not interested in doing extra work, then maybe this isn't for you. But what I would tell you is, unless you work for your father, or you're at a firm that does, a lot of television promotion because, maybe you're a PI lawyer or something along those lines, and that's the way that and you work on those cases, maybe you don't need a personal brand. But what I would tell you is, if the money dries up at your firm, or they're not happy with you for whatever reason, they throw you out, are you going to have a personal brand to back you up? In other words, are you going to have your that network, and are you going to have assets available so you can either start your own firm or bring business over to another firm, right? The only way you're going to do that, or one of the best ways to do that, is by building your personal brand. You are going to have to stick with it, and I've been a victim of this, as you know. I started this podcast maybe a year ago, maybe a little more than that. And I did these daily episodes, and I was actually I learned a lot myself. I think I provided a lot of value, and then I got to the point where I just got too busy and then stopped doing it. I stopped doing it for a long time until this coronavirus thing hit. And then I got wakened to my senses, right? And so in many respects, I had to start back on square one, where yes, I had some of my old listeners that were coming back, but I lost a lot of the new listeners that were coming on. If I looked at my analytics, this podcast was doing really well just before I quit doing it. That was a big mistake, and I own up to that. What I can tell you is that I'm planning on sticking with it, and as I said in the last episode, I'm planning on using these principles to continue to build my brand, and you'll see that as you go along. But again, there's no prescribed route to success here, and so you're gonna have to take some risks, because no one can say, if. And Gary Vaynerchuk even says this on his shows. Even if you follow everything that he does to a T in terms of what he actually does and what he did, there's no guarantee of success. And it may just be, one video, maybe one blog post, and maybe one comment on the video that you make that goes viral, that'll change your life. But you don't know when that's going to be. It may be tomorrow. It may be 5 years from now. But you have to stick with it, and you have to keep going. And so those are kind of the pros and cons to a personal brand. Well, what I can tell you is that I'm going to be here with you, and we're going to take this in baby. We're going to go in baby steps. We're gonna, take it little steps at a time. We're going to build our brand, then we're going to start, working on these different platforms. And so I hope that you're committed to it, because I am. And so the one thing that I wanted to share with you is in this chapter, which is called "The Path Is All Yours." He talks about an interview that's or basically he interviews this gal from her name is Amy Schmittauer, and she talks about so basically let me just back up. In this book, Crushing It, it's all about how entrepreneurs used Gary Vaynerchuk's principles in the book Crush It to build a business and to build a brand, and and they share their successes in this book, which is a sequel, and it's called Crushing It, right? He talked, so this Miss Schmidt Tower talks about how she basically had an interview with Lewis Howes, who's a huge podcaster and YouTuber, and but I think this was before even he was big. And one of the things that he recommended was to attend this conference called Blog World. I don't even know think Blog World is even around anymore. But what I can tell you is this: anyone can learn how to do this, and we're going to take baby steps, and I'm going to show you how to do this as well. But I don't claim to be an expert in social media. There's so much more that I don't know that I'm learning. So there are several other things that you might want to look at, including something called Social Media Marketing Examiner. They have a conference called Social Media Marketing World. Of course, Gary Vaynerchuk has his podcast and YouTube channel. It's called, I believe it's still called Gary Vaynerchuk or the Gary V Audio Experience. And so there's a lot of other resources out there. So if there's something, certainly if you have a question about something that I talk about, feel free to reach out to me and we'll talk about again of course, how you can do that. But reaching out to these other resources and going to some conferences, might do a lot of good for you as well. I'm kind of tongue-tied at the moment. Sorry about that. That's what I have for now. So we're really gonna talk about in the next episode. His next chapter, Gary Vaynerchuk's next chapter is What Still Matters. And there are eight things that he talks about that you can build your brand around. And just briefly, those are intent, authenticity, passion, patience, speed, work, attention, and content. And those are the things you can build your brand around and things that we're going to talk about for over the next eight episodes. So what I'd really like you to do for your daily action item is, tell me, how you feel about sort of this personal branding process. Do you think it's something that you're interested in? Is it something that you believe could work for lawyers? And why or why not? Are you skeptical? Are you gung-ho? Are you committed to doing this? I really would like to hear about that for your daily action item. So you can join the discussion in several different ways. Of course, the first is by leaving me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn and my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. My guest this upcoming week is attorney Lakeisha Randall from Atlanta. And that is going to be Wednesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want. Become the rainmaker that you need to be.